ASU is celebrating the anniversary of a book that explored the Grand Canyon and its geology. The Tertiary History of the Grand Canyon District by Clarence Dutton came out 140 years ago. In honor of that, ASU has an exhibit at Hayden Library featuring art and a 3D model of the region's topography, among other things. The exhibit also includes digitized maps taken from the book and geo-referenced to put in real-world coordinates. Matthew Toro is the director of Maps, Imagery, and Geospatial Services at ASU Library. He spoke more about this with my co-host, Mark Brody, beginning with the book itself and its author, Clarence Dutton.
Absolutely, Mark. So, for book nerds and map nerds like myself, we're celebrating the 140th anniversary of a semi-obscure publication by the United States Geological Survey called The Tertiary History of the Grand Canyon District. And indeed, it's authored by Clarence Edward Dutton, who in the late 19th century, in 1882, was working for the USGS. And he really published a geological masterpiece. It's really the first comprehensive treatment of Grand Canyon geology and geomorphology ever. And it happens to be the 140th anniversary, again, published in 1882. It happens to be the first publication of the USGS as well.
What led him to be interested in exploring the canyon and its and the area around it and writing about it?
Awesome question. Yeah. So, I'm sure many Arizonans and many Americans and historians more broadly know the name John Wesley Powell quite familiarly. Mm-hmm. John Wesley Powell, the famous one-armed Civil War veteran who in 1869 successfully traversed the entirety of the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. And it was really intended as a scientific expedition, but it sort of failed on its scientific merits, turned into a battle for survival ultimately. But John Wesley Powell did indeed survive, and he got some more appropriations from Congress to go back in 1871 and 1872. Anyway, John Wesley Powell ends up publishing his account of those two journeys through the Colorado River, but then he ultimately becomes the second director of the United States Geological Survey. So he basically needed a geological heir, if you will. He needed a scientific heir to his Grand Canyon explorations, right? The work of topographic and, more importantly, geological mapping had to continue. And he trusted that to one of his close colleagues, one of his protégés and good friends, Clarence Edward Dutton.
So how did Dutton go about doing his work? Like, how did he map it? How did he try to figure out what was going on there?
Sure. So Dutton was actually an army man. So he was detached on special service away from the army and toward the USGS for multiple field seasons. I think it's between 1871 and 1875. So he would seasonally go out there. They set up a base camp. He explored all throughout the so-called Grand Canyon District, but they had a base camp in Kanab where John Wesley Powell had set up some of the first baseline mapping techniques, basically establishing the control network for topographic mapping. And like I said earlier, Powell got basically busy with taking over the helm of two major government agencies, the United States Geological Survey and the Bureau of Ethnology. So Dutton inherited that work, and he set out with not only topographers and geographers to continue the triangulation work, but to also expand upon that basic topographic mapping and deepen it, pun intended, with geological mapping, trying to understand the stratigraphy and really trying to understand what Dutton called the so-called geological problems of the region. Basically, how did these otherworldly, really fantastical landscapes, the plateaus, the mountains, and of course the Grand Canyon itself, how did all of these wonderful landscapes, how did they come to be? He had his field crew, and he also brought along some fantastic artists to help depict this previously not fully explored region.
Did Dutton get it right?
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, Dutton did get it right. He built upon, he stood upon the shoulders of John Wesley Powell and those who came before him. But Powell really did some of the first sort of prototypical mapping, some of the first semi-credible, semi-authoritative mapping, and Dutton took it to the next level. He really solidified for the first time ever the topographic, the physiographic landscape. And then, like I said earlier, he deepened it with doing really the first authoritative geological mapping of the region. There's a quick caveat that I have to throw in. There was another expedition that even preceded John Wesley Powell, that of Joseph Christmas Ives in 1858, about 11 years before Powell. And he had, Joseph Christmas Ives had on his crew a very famous geologist of the time, John Strong Newberry, who did do some preliminary geological mapping. But again, John Wesley Powell and, of course, Clarence Dutton stood on their shoulders and really solidified it for the first time.
So is this book still used today by scientists?
You know what? That's an important and interesting question. I would say I would speculate the most geologists introduced the tertiary history of the Grand Canyon District, what we're calling Dutton's Atlas. I would imagine that they introduced it to their students more as a look into the evolution of geological thought. For instance, that term itself, the very title of the book, tertiary history, that's a now defunct or obsolete geologic term. It's now been superseded by other terms for geological eras, but even the term itself is inherently archaic. But nevertheless, Dutton did get it right. Just the field of geology has evolved since then.
Right. So how are you going about celebrating this anniversary of this book that has been so important to a pretty important landmark in this state?
Yeah. So myself and a team of fantastic scholars applied for a grant with Arizona Humanities, which is the state level affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And it's really important that I mention that because it's a humanities grant. You know, I've been talking about geology and the impact on so-called sort of physical science thus far. But the project that we're pursuing is really humanities grant because this atlas, as one would expect, is indeed a book of maps, as one would expect of any atlas. But it's not just the book of beautiful topographic and geologic maps. It's also a book of fantastic landscape art. And it's not just an atlas itself. It's actually, there's an accompanying monograph. It's really a pair, a monograph and atlas pair. And within that monograph, Clarence Edward Dutton uses extremely evocative, dare I say, flowery and poetic language. Indeed, actually, Dutton is known as the so-called poet of Grand Canyon. So if you take those three components, you take the maps, which is really, you know, the cartography, the art and science of map making, and then you take these phenomenal landscape views painted and drawn by the artists who are on his team, and then you take Dutton's own evocative literary prose. He's really a literary scientist. Put those three ingredients together, and you really have a timeless masterpiece that speaks not only to geological science, but also to the arts, also to humanities, and also to humans' sort of fundamental interaction with this region called the Grand Canyon District or the Grand Canyon region.
All right. That is Matthew Toro, Director of Maps, Imagery, and Geospatial Services at ASU Library. Matthew, it was really nice to talk to you. Good luck with the rest of the exhibit. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Mark. Thank you so much.